Greetings. I know, I got my hair cut, I got my beard cut. Let me check in here with my kids. All of my BSPs, hello, and welcome to our Backstage Pass chat, which is every Friday night. And those of you that are new to our Backstage Pass chat, we welcome you. Ken Forsey is with us. Hey, Phil, is there a place on Earth that you still want to visit? Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm going to be doing it, Ken. My birthday will be in Tahiti. I've never been to Tahiti. I've been to Fiji. I've never been to Tahiti. And before you say anything, understand this. You can go anywhere you want. We live in a great new era. You can go anywhere you want to go. Anybody can go anywhere they want to go. It's affordable. You can leave L.A. or wherever you are tonight on the salary you make and go any goddamn place you want to go. So thank you, Kent, for that question. Christian, hey, Phil, how's Maria? Thank you, Christian, for asking. She's doing great. I'm giving her the BSP love, man. She's doing fantastic. It's amazing, man. Hip replacement surgery. She's at the house where she's rehabbing. She could have been, she spent a week in rehab, and now she's at the house doing her second week of rehab. It's a trip. I am grateful, and the doctor that did the surgery is an amazing guy, Dr. Tajayan, who's now running an Ironman triathlon. That's it, in Germany. Bernie, man, Phil, you have the summer. You have what? I got the summer due. I do, man. I do, brother. See, here's how it goes. You go to the fucking haircut place. It's not even a barbershop anymore. You go, I want the number two. I don't know. Is it number three? Number two longer than number three. No, I fucked that up. You know, you're like, well, wait a minute. What is it? And the next thing you know, this is what you have. And now, am I going to complain? You know, not at this point in my life and not with this face. I just go, okay, thank you. You cut it short. It's going to grow. It's cool. You know, so there's Jeff. There's my man, Jeff. Jeff, we got to work out our, fucking visit to Sacramento. We're going to see Jeff. We commence, as you know. Our summer tour where we're going to be hooking up with a lot of you guys. And Jeff is my first hookup. I know it sounds sexual, but no, it isn't. It'll come as a big shock. We're going to go to Sacramento. We're going to have dinner and drinks or whatever it is with our good brother, Jeff. Johnny, hey, Phil, Thunder and fellow BSPs. How you doing, Johnny? Johnny 671. August is with us. Camsel Jack is with us. Thunder's outside right now. Camsel Jack. Thunder is rock and roll outside. So she's been a big part of Maria's recovery, too, because Thunder is like a really great cat. She likes people, and she hangs around with you, and she stares at you, and she wonders why you're not talking to her, and all kinds of shit. So she's amazing stuff. All right, Jeff, the Miami tapes are going to be handed over to Matt next week, and they will be processed into the digital form, and then we will have them on site, hopefully. Well, I'll give you an update on that. I don't know how long it's going to take to digitize those, but it shouldn't be too long. I think we'll have them on the site by the end of July. It's got to be. It ain't the granny doing yoga. What is that smell, man? Hey, who's cooking what, man? Somebody's cooking something. So Bernie and I are hooking. Here's Bernie. I love WGT Golf. So Bernie and I are playing this new app, this golf app. Do you want to play a match? Here's Yvette. Hello, Yvette. Hey, Phil, love today's show, especially Robert's insight on farmers only. I'm an African-American woman, and the message really resonated with me. Hey, let me ask you something, Yvette. I really want to know this. Wasn't there something kind of fucked up about that commercial? I mean, I thought there was. And see, in other words, and I think they did that on purpose. See, I think farmersonly.com, well, I don't want to run afoul of my other BSPers, but I think farmersonly.com is a fucked up company. And they put that black actress in that commercial for a reason. If you want a quality man, come and get yourself a fucking farmer. So, which I'm not saying that you guys that are farmers are not quality men. I'm saying that you are quality men, but there's more of you than just the white guys in baseball caps with sleeveless, you know, shirts. And you're like, all just, man, just all you have to do is get me Tim McGraw. That's all the shit that I ever need, all I ever want, all I ever need. King Cap, maybe Thunder cut a mouse. Hey, King, let me tell you what happened. First of all, here's Jay Wigdon. Jay, what are you doing, man? Frank Gray's Hollywood, best show of 2017. Listen to it a dozen times. How did I miss the salve, Detective Bill Ointment? The salve. Thank you very much, Jay. Where are you talking to us from tonight? I appreciate that very much. Frank Gray's Hollywood, best show of 2017. Frank has been around in Hollywood. So now here's King Cap, who says maybe Thunder caught a mouse or something. By the way, King, we found a dead bird in the house, and it was dead as shit, and it had Thunder's fingerprints all over it. And, of course, I am a responsible pet owner and a responsible human being, so I'm like, well, that's sort of fucked up that Thunder killed that bird, but hey, you know, that's what Thunder does. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to just let Thunder do her thing. You know, if she kills a bird now and again, it's all in the name of the evolutionary fang. Patrick, checking in from Seattle. Loved hearing Wes today. Wes? Who's Wes, man? By the way, where are my fucking glasses, man? I can't see shit. Oh! Yes! Wes Hurlford. What is wrong with me? Marty, hi, Phil. Hi, everybody from Seattle. Marty, how you doing, man? Great to talk to you. Alexis is with us. Bernie G. Yes, how can we play each other? Got upgraded to amateur from Mac. Me too, man. I'm an amateur too. Watch out, dude. You know, just fucking watch your shit, because I'm on my way. Bernie, I'm on my way to the pro ranks, dude. WGT Golf, isn't that cool? The only problem with it, Bernie, is I've played all the fucking courses, okay? And I'm amateur status, so I've broken 90 on all of them. So what else is there, right? You know, so we're going to have to play each other. I think I can challenge you, and I think there's also tournaments and shit. Here's Rich. She was cute in the commercial. Here is, if I know what it is you guys are talking about, I'll respond to it. If I don't, I'll just blow past it, because I'm not sure I know she was cute in the commercial, what that means. Kip Massey, I thought it was a company aimed at women who listen to too much pop country music and believe that fantasy world actually exists. Oh, we're talking about, okay, Rich. Yeah, she was cute. I mean, the chick is cute. The dude is handsome. Everybody is the way they ought to look. I'm not disputing that. I'm saying that you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. Number one, it's about farmers getting dates. So technically, it would be about these white chicks and this white dude who needs a date. If they're talking about farmers who need dates that are multicultural and multiracial, then put them in there. But what does this black chick got to do with that shit? Because those dudes are asking for dates. Well, if you want to date a farmer, here's what you do. And that's what I think the aim of that commercial is. And here comes this black chick introduced into this. I want to date a farmer. Well, that means a white boy. Some people say, well, why not a white guy? Why not a black guy? Given the sensitivities that we feel today, and I certainly don't want to begin to preach because I know you guys hate that. Kip, I thought it was a company aimed at women who listen to too much pop country music and believe that fantasy world actually exists. Hey, Jay Wigdon is in Sioux City, Iowa. Good to talk with you, man. Always wanted to visit Sioux City, Iowa. And I'm serious about that, because there's a great many famous things that have happened there, a great many famous people that are from there. Rory, checking in from Columbus, ancestral home of Goldie Showers. Right on. Ken Forsey says what needs to be said. Cats will be cats. Yvette, I've not seen the Farmers Only ad, but I understand your point. My grandfather was a farmer. He was a quality guy who raised my dad, who was also a quality guy. Hey. We got black farmers, you know, and while I understand that, well, they're not all black. Well, no, I know they're not all black, but the fact remains that in America, we got a lot of motherfucking people watching TV. Let's put it that way. So when you have a lot of different people watching TV, I think you try to do a lot of different things. The cats that run FarmersOnly.com, I think that company is suspect. I don't want to get crazy about it, but... I do. Aaron is in Everett, Washington. How you doing, Everett? Here, Aaron in Everett. Here is Paul, man. Yo, just got back from the Phillies game and fireworks. Good times. Happy Friday. So, Paul, that was against the Pirates, right? Did you see the goddamn game? It wasn't today. It was yesterday where the dude missed the throw down to first base. The bat went into the stands, and I think everybody thought that was the ball. You guys have got to look at the replay of this fucking thing from the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia game yesterday where a cat's bat goes into the stands. All the players on the field focus on the bat thinking that's the ball. The runner, the Philly runner on first, breaks for second. The catcher has the ball. He caught the ball. He throws down to first to begin to run down the guy, the Philly, who's taken off. However, everybody's looking at the stands, so the fucking ball sails right past the first baseman, out into right field. It's finally shagged by the right fielder. He looked like a jackball. The whole thing was fucked up. Jay Wigton, is it normal to walk around the house humming, "There's a midget"? Wife is worried. It is normal. It doesn't surprise me that your wife is worried, but it is normal. Alexis, Washington State representing. Hello, Alexis. I see Alexis a lot on Twitter and on Facebook. MD Phil fan, killing birds in the name of the great cat goddess, Phyllis. Man. So, yeah, Jay Wigton.
There's a midget down the road.
That's how it started out. And to give you the background on "There's a Midget," this is going to sound weird, but it started out with me singing to myself in a car, you know, driving to work one day, probably in Miami, and just,
"There's a midget down the road."
I was trying to approximate country singers, and particularly I was trying to approximate those big Charlie Daniels type cats that are holding forth, and there's that steel guitar that's just all, you know, and the lyric, "There's a midget down the road," came to me. And then I said to myself one day, well, why not bring that to the air? What's keeping you from, you know, putting that on the show? So that's what we did. And, you know, it is what it is. So I think that Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers, oh, wait a minute, Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, because Hurler was taken by his drummer who split. And now he's going to be managing Emeralda Wheeler. And Dean had told him, the horn player points his horn right at her ass, so Wes is checking her ass out. Now Dean's upset about that, so Dean's kind of fucked up and doesn't really... My advice for Dean, cut that chick loose, man. Let her move in with Wes and become some country tramp. I don't know. Here's Jeff. Bernie, if you can make it to SAC, we can meet Phil together. Bernie's hung with me already, man. Hey, Bernie, did you hear what Jeff said? Come on over to SAC, man. We'll hang. Bernie hung with me out at the Hollywood Improv back in the day, the day being last year. So, Colby Jack, it's Pacific Northwest night at the BSP chat. Colby Jack up at the Pacific Northwest. Here is Rory McLeod. The song used to be, "There's a midget down the road. There's a midget trying to get my goat." Exactly. You got it, man. Ken, if you got to make your 3-foot putt, you better work on your serious stare. Yeah, this is a tough little program, this WTGT. You know what I'm saying, Bernie? It's like, what the fuck are they? They show you this graph of the green. When you're ready to putt, they're showing you the green undulating and, you know, which way is it moving? And, you know, which way is it breaking? And it's breaking in a million different ways. You got a putter that's worth 60 feet. You got a 38-foot putt, but it's downhill by about 5 inches. All that shit, you know. So there you go. Vic Lombardi is with us tonight. I was in Seattle last week to escape the Phoenix heat, but it was 95 at the Mariners game. No shit, man. Did you go to Seattle just for kicks, or were you up there for business? Alexis, Phil, Tina and I took another trip to Canada last weekend, and we started singing "Go With It" while driving on the road. I love that, man. Seriously? Go with it. Where were you guys? You were going to where? Just up to Canada? I'll be in Canada at the end of August, by the way. And if my brother Casey Kemp is out there, I don't know if Casey, if you're not a BSP, you ought to be, man. I'm going to be in Toronto. So, because I'm visiting my cousins and, you know, I'm doing the family thing. But Casey, if you're listening to me, man, I want to hook up with you there on the beaches, and we'll, you know, we'll do what we have to do, man, which is probably, you know, it's got to be sick. Patrick, my daughter and I sing My Daddy Was a Miner when he was a miner. So I don't think it's strange at all. That's another Wes Hurlford song. My Daddy Was a Miner, M-I-N-O-R, when he was a miner, M-I-N-E-R. Love it. Rory McLeod, I think in the first Wes Hurlford episode, Bud accused Wes of having a... Bud accused Wes of having a small dick as the midget was really bringing the lumber. Oh, my God. Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how you doing, man? Love the Wes Hurlford Winsome Pork Chop Hour from a few weeks ago. That's gotten a lot of good play from people. I talked to some friends of mine who are just, you know, cats, and some of them are musicians and shit. They liked it. Another brilliant satire of a specific radio show format. The improvised lyrics were great. Margaret should guest on Hurlford's show. She should. She should sing on Hurlford's show, Jacob. Good point, man. Here's Pauly, man. I saw it. My dad said he never saw that play in all of his years of baseball. New series against San Diego tonight. Who, Philly? Philly's playing San Diego? I forget, Pauly. You're a Philly fan, right? Yeah, you know, when I think of baseball and I think of baseball history, I don't hear a lot of stories told about bats flying into stands. Do you? I just don't. I hear about foul balls. I hear about all kinds of shit. I hear about weird pitch. I hear about guys that are, you know, greasing the ball, all that shit. I haven't heard about bats going into the fucking stand. Maybe it's because bats are made differently now. They're easier. They fall. They break apart quicker. I don't know what it is, but that was a bizarre thing. I had to look at that twice to, wait a minute. Okay, now I see. The bat flew out of his hands. I thought this dude hit a foul ball. And the way the camera reacted to it, you'd think it was a foul ball. So if he had a foul ball, how could there be anybody else in the field with a ball? And that's exactly what the Pittsburgh first baseman was thinking as he stared into the stands, and the ball sails right by his fucking face as the dude on first takes off for second, and the cat in right field is the first guy to say, wait a minute, excuse me, the second guy to say, wait a minute, we have a play in force. So, Alexis, I love There's a Midget. Best song ever. August, maybe the midget should become a future character sung over the song. George McFly, yo, King Cap, Paul Dentino, please do us a next step. We need a fresh one. What's the next step, man? You got to help me with that one. Bernie G, and then there's Yogo. Yeah, that motherfucking Yogo. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do with Yogo. But Dean Wheeler has decided that he's going to give up managing his wife. He'll turn that over to Wes Hurlford because Wes is interested in Emeralda and in her knit dress. And he's going to instead concentrate on his fucking yoga classes, which is just up the ass. Rory, I just picked up some yoga pants. They're crotchless. Richard, we're hosting a wedding here tonight and hosted one last weekend, Phil. When you and Maria get remarried, you can have it here. My man, where are you at, Richard? Tell us where you're at. Allie! What the fuck, Allie? I thought you let your BSP slide, girl. Allie's in Glendale, California, by the way, folks. Joey Punch with us. Hey, Joey, how you doing, buddy? Joey, you are my man, you know. If I never, ever, ever in my whole life post anything on that motherfucking Twitter that anybody likes, I know you're going to give me at least one like on it, so I appreciate that. Bernie G, everybody's saying hello to Allie. Don McDonald. Hello, Don. How you doing? In Spokane, Washington tonight. Good to have you with us, Don. Alexis, Phil, we were in Vancouver, BC for a concert and spent a few days after just to hang out, singing Go With It. Alexis, everybody saying hello to Allie. Big love and healing vibes to Maria. Thanks, Joey. And that gives me the opportunity to explain what happened to Maria. You know, she had double hip replacement. She then went into, she spent two nights at the hospital where they got her up on her feet the first day. that night. She said she had spots before her eyes, but she wanted to do it. And she was on her walker, and she walked, man. Well, when the insurance company heard about that, they said,
oh, she walked? Well, fuck it. She can't go into rehab.
So we were in a rush to sort of get her ready to come to the house, and we would have the rehab people come to the house. We would have the PT, OT people, which is occupational therapy, all that shit, come to the house. And Maria was pissed, but, you know, we were all pissed, but hey, whatever, you know, it's an insurance company. However, at the last minute, then they changed their mind again, and they said, no, that's cool. She can go to the rehab. So we took her over to this rehab unit where they have them walking steps. They have them walking. They're great. I'm going to tell you right now, these people that do physical therapy, you and I and most of us, we don't know. We really don't know anything about them and what they do. God damn it, if you ever have anybody that you love or if you ever go through any kind of a serious injury or you have to rehabilitate your muscles, your limbs, your joints, physical therapy people are the fucking, they're the godsend because they know exactly what you need. And Maria's guy over at rehab was about 6'8". The dude's name was Carlos. The cat was a former USC football player. Nicest guy in the world. And man, he ran her through her paces. So she's at the house now. She's now walking very short distances without her walker and without her crutches. When we go out someplace, she's got to have the walker. She's got to have the crutches. But just in the house, she can walk distances. It's amazing. Two hips replaced. So, you know, we're very grateful. And thank you, brother, for talking to us. Here's Jeff. Dear Phil, you once did a one-off bit character named Johnny Applehead, a very flexible yoga practitioner. Does he practice yoga? I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to look. Johnny Applehead. I'll have to look that one up. Allie. Hey, Alexis. Allie, my Wi-Fi is all funky, trying to get my personal hotspot to work. Hey, Alexis, your Wi-Fi, your whole internet hookup, you're being screwed by whatever company you got. Every week, you know, you got a problem, and I think it's because you're being underserved by whatever the fuck it is, Washington Cable or, you know, Johnny Appleseed Cable or something. Rory, what happened to the Western Hockey League where they drink and smoke on the ice during the game? That was, some character mentioned that, right? The Western Hockey League, man, I got fond memories of. That was the LA Blades, the Edmonton Flyers, the Vancouver Canucks, the Spokane Comets. Where's my brother from Spokane? Don? The Spokane Comets, they came down to LA. They played the LA Blades. The San Francisco Seals, the LA Blades. That was the Western Hockey League, and it was fun. We used to go and watch the games. And I saw Portland Buckaroos. The Portland Buckaroos, yes. I'm going to say that's it. That was the Edmonton Flyers, the Vancouver Canucks, Spokane Comets, Portland Buckaroos, San Francisco Seals, the LA Blades, and I'm probably forgetting one, but we used to go see them at the LA Coliseum, at the LA Sports Center, Sports Arena, and my buddy Don said, I think I mentioned this on the show. He said, hey, the sports arena is being torn down, man. I go, what? He said, the sports arena is being torn down. I said, what are you fucking talking about, man? He said, they tore the fucker down. I said, that's got like decades of sports history. Didn't anybody put a plaque down? Does anybody say a prayer? Did anybody do? No, they just tore the motherfucker down. I go, Jesus Christ, man. And the Lakers started playing there. The old LA Blades played there. They had circuses come through town. Who knows, you know? I saw the Pretenders there. I know that. Anyway, King Cap, what does Wes Hurlford think about Jean Jubel? That's a great goddamn question, King. King Cap, by the way, folks, is in Tokyo, Japan. Hey, King, what's the reaction, if any, to Team Japan losing to Team USA in the women's softball? Does it matter? Because I was just watching on TV. It's probably no big thing, but... to answer your question, King, there's no question that Gene probably bothered Wes and that Wes beat him pretty badly. So if I take your meaning, I think we need to have an episode of that real soon. Camzeljack74, I think he meant Elcott, the next step. Okay. Who asked that question? Who asked that question? All right, man. Thank you very, very much, Camzeljack. Now I get it. I get it, dude. All right. We got some folks checking in from San Francisco tonight. Jesus, guys, I'm way behind on your tweets. I'm so or not, on your texts. I'm so sorry. Christ. Okay, Paul Dentino, what's a next step? Come on, man. That is the well, you know, Paul, you're just giving me shit, which is what you do. Thank you. Elcott, right on. He's drinking. Ha. So Paul is saying he's drinking. Well, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't even remember what the question was. Kip Massey, Wes and Emeralda can sing a duet. That feed sack sure looks good on you. Yes. Rory McLeod, I think we need another Elcott where the overlords are farting through the vents to punish Ed Elcott. Yes, we do. Here is Richard Phil, Vader, Washington, 37 acres with a large pond. Very nice. People love it here. Awesome. Sounds like heaven to me, man. Here's August. Does Elcott do yoga or is there a religious conflict? I think we should have Elcott doing yoga and then having him get into a hassle with Dean Wheeler over it. Because Elcott is really caught in a world of hell right now. He's just in hell. He's a sex addict. He's punished for his sex addiction. He wants to be cool, so he's doing his, you know, weekly seminars, but he's getting leveled for being a piece of shit. And he won't quit because he feels like it's his destiny to become an overlord that is invisible. Rory McLeod, one really slow day at work a few weeks ago, I listened to every Elcott the next step I could find. See, this is how sick, and if you're a new listener to the Phil Hendry Show, if you're a new BSP, this is how weird we are. We just live in this world, and no one can keep us from it. It's a world of complete, you know, disdainful irony and satire, I think. It is a world that rejects all that is normal because we know we must survive. And the only way the human race can survive is rejecting all that is normal, because we know that all that is normal is poison. So in our effort to reject all that is normal, because it is poison, we create funny things. That's how we are able to survive the poison of modernity. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Hendry will be signing his book, which he hasn't written yet, in the back parlor. Thank you.
Where's the back parlor?
I don't know. He said just to go back that dark area, just go back in there.
Thank you. Alexis, I've had physical therapy many times. Story of my life. No shit, Alexis. Tell me about it. Tell us, what did you do? What did you have? Because you know I'm going to go and tell Maria. This bucks her up, man. She, Bryn, good evening from San Francisco. Hello, Bryn. Bryn's in San Francisco tonight. She was in Perth last week. This girl is the goddamn pond hoppinest. Pond? She's jumping the Pacific. That's not the pond, man. She's jumping like Lake Superior. Bernie G, agreed. Physical therapy folks are the best. Tell me about it, man. Don McDonald, love Robert's rant on today's show. Robert went apeshit. There's no question. He just, out of character and out of mind. Kip Massey, I remember a Vinny Applehead, circa 2004, because we're talking about Johnny Applehead, which was Jeff's memory. What did Vinny Applehead or Johnny Applehead do? Huh? Okay, thank you. Bryn, back in the USA, I can't believe they let me back in. Goddamn weird shit happens. Richard, Bryn McLaughlin, welcome back. Christian. All right, what is this? Oh, Christian, thank you. Here is the Vinny Applehead Hour, Jeff. It is Vinny Applehead. Christian laid this on us. All right, dude, thank you, Christian. And I've got the link, and I'm going to go ahead and copy it over. And I'm going to go ahead and do the do and the funky chicken too on this thing. And see what hath the world wrought. Let's see what comes up. May 25th, 2005. May 25th, 2005. What hour did you say there, Christian? Shit. What did I do, man? Well, I lost you, dude. I lost everything. All right, well, let me look. Oh, here it is. Hour three, Vinny Applehead yoga instructor. I just had some shit going on. Where's my phone, man? Oh, wait a minute. All I have to do is stream the bitch. What am I doing? All right. I'll hang up on him. All right, which one of your friends was that?
What one of my friends?
Which one?
Went around the world planting his seeds of goodwill and
Johnny
trust
Applehead,
for people.
We got him, man.
That's what.
Yoga instructor.
...1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back to the show. We are very pleased to have with us Vinny Applehead. He is a local yoga teacher. It's a very unusual name, sir.
It is an unusual name, Phil. But I've taken my inspiration from Johnny Appleseed, who went around the world planting his seeds of goodwill and trust for people. And that's what I think the message of yoga is. And today on your program, with your help, Phil, we're going to show your audience how they can use the various asanas of yoga to brighten their lives, bring health and vitality into their lives, and clear thinking, too.
Now, when you call yoga asanas, what is that, postures?
They are postures, yes. They are the different exercises that you see people assume. We don't say we actually do an exercise. We say we assume an asana. And that is a posture that is designed to free nervous energy, what we call prana, and that is life force, into different parts of the body.
All right, and you are going to demonstrate these for us, aren't you?
I am, with your help. I'd like to get you down here on the floor.
Now, we're going to put on a couple of remote microphones. Bud, have you got those remotes?
Right here.
All right. Now, these remote microphones will... let me just allow us to get down here on the floor. Now, I'm on a mat here with Mr. Applehead. Why did you call yourself Applehead?
I think it's just because I felt the name Johnny... I love the name Johnny Appleseed. And I was listening to a man, a very wise man, who I had studied with. His name was Bhaktivedanta, who he was with the Self-Realization Fellowship. And he said something very wise to me once. He said that a man who... Now, this is going to sound comical to you, but there is a deeper truth. He says, a man whose head is the size of an apple. That's... You know, you want to stay a little bit... You want to be clear of him by two car lengths.
You find... Well, it is funny.
It is, but it's also very wise.
So basically, stay away from any guy whose head is the size of an apple.
Well, I've never looked at that. Well, yes, that's...
Okay, anyway, so I'm on the mat here. Now, this is just a yoga mat?
It's just a yoga mat. You're wearing pretty loose-fitting clothes there, Phil. Now, I'm going to lift... I'm going to try to demonstrate this. I'm lifting my leg up. Now, this is called the elephant. You see this right here, Phil?
Right, I see it.
Now, I want you to move your head down here with your leg up so that we're almost... in opposite directions.
Okay, my face is like right near your crotch.
Well, that's...
Dad.
What am I...
Ow, man. Come on, get that leg up. Now, get your face right up into my crotch.
I knew it.
I'm sorry.
Let's try this again.
I'm awfully sorry. But I will say this. I'm a vegetarian.
I don't care what you eat. Will you turn the music down a little bit, bud?
It's Indian music. It puts you in the mood.
Puts me in the mood for what? The room smells like broccoli now.
I'm very, very sorry, Phil.
That's perfectly all right. I'm sorry. Why does my face have to be so close to your crotch?
Well, it doesn't have... What I'm trying to do is show you the flexibility of the body, but you have to... It's almost like a game of Twister in a way.
All right.
Now, here we go. This is called the penguin. Move your arms back. Now lock them to mine. Now I want you to bend all the way over. See how I'm bending over?
Yeah.
Bend all the way over. All right. That's it.
Get your nose right up in there. You doing this on purpose? Turn off the music. You doing this on purpose?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing, Phil?
I want to know right now if this guy's doing this on purpose.
What?
You know very well what.
Phil, I can assure you...
Sorry, I've had a tough couple of weeks. I'm very sorry, sir. Put the music back on, bud.
You're losing it. You're all in a heap.
Just don't worry. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, Phil, I can assure you, I'm just trying to help your health.
I understand that. It was something about you saying the line, get your nose right up in there.
Well, Phil, I'm simply saying to you that I want you to bend all the way over, because what that's doing is it's stretching out those vertebrae, and it is allowing all of that nervous energy, all that prana, all that life force, to finally diffuse into your body. It's been locked up in there for a long, long time. Okay, let's try that one more time. All right, this is called, Phil, the tiger. Now, right here at the base of my spine is where a lot of what we call the kundalini energy is locked up. And you're going to want to get all the way over. Now, look at what I'm doing here, Phil.
I'm bending all the way over.
Good Lord, you got your head right between your legs.
That's right.
Now, I would like you to do the same thing, almost as if we're looking at each other.
All right, so I'm going to bend all the way over. Now I'm looking down.
Now, can you see my face?
Yes, I can.
Come on, get your face in closer. That's it. Get your nose right up into it.
Turn off the music, bud.
You're not in the right posture.
Forget about the posture that I'm in. Get out of here.
Mr. Henry, I can assure you.
Get out of here. You and Dickman go back to your frat house at SC.
Howard Stern never treated me like this.
Yeah, get out of here. Howard Stern never treated you like this. Hey, I got a great idea. Go on the Man Cow Show.
Look, Phil, I just want to leave you with something.
I'm going to open a window.
Yeah, thank you. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-44.
Okay. That was, hey, Christian, thank you, man, for that. And I've been talking to people online here while we've been doing that bit, so you know that so at least some of you will know that I didn't ignore you. Don McDonald checked in from Spokane. He says, yes, the Spokane Comets 1958 through 1963. So the fact that I went and saw him a couple of times, Don, tells you how old I was. I was born in 52, so I had to have been either 9 or 10. I was a punk kid. But those were some fun memories for me. I mean, those were some great memories. Just going to see the LA Blades at the LA Sports Arena, and seeing those teams like the fucking Comets, the Portland Buckaroos. I saw the Portland Buckaroos a bunch of times, and it was one of my moments where I fell in love with broadcasting. Where I was walking around the arena. I was only 10 years old. My dad would say, "All right, well, go ahead, but come back here before the period starts." Okay, Dad. And I saw this brightly lit area and big lights. That's what I remember, the lights. And then I saw the TV camera and I went, wow, that's television. And I saw the guy with, you know, with the microphone and the suit and the way those cats looked in those days. And the Portland Buckaroos, they're looking, this was the Portland TV station that was reporting on the game from Portland in L.A., and they had the guy, and they were doing their between period interviews. I was fascinated. If you would have told me at that time that was minor league hockey, I thought it was big league hockey. I thought it was, you know, as big league as, and then I found out something. I found out that the National Hockey League expanded by six teams in whatever year it was, 68 or 66, 68, because they were afraid that the Western Hockey League was going to go major league, that they were going to become a competing major league. They had LA, they had San Francisco, they had a couple of Canadian markets. I don't think they ever would have made it go because the NHL had the big markets back east, but it was kind of an interesting little story. Allie's with us. Even when I tried to do a mobile hotspot with my iPhone, no better. So I said to Allie, what the fuck is wrong with your goddamn, your whole life? And she said, why don't you just jam it right back up your ass? And I said, you know what? I love you too. And she said, thank you. So it's all good. Allie says, I love the David Hall bits. I'm pretty sure there was one recently. I don't find my appreciation for him before logging some of the archives. I love it when he shows up. Richard, Phil, here's a Portland Buckaroos. Don't start me. Dude, you got me all you, but now I have to go here. You're all going to hate me. You're going to say, God damn it. Why did you get Henry on this minor league hockey kick? What is your story, homeboy? Oh, let's see. Where are we, man? I'm sorry. I got to watch and see what this is.
I have to watch and see what this is. I want to watch and see.
And here it is, the middle of summer. What are we doing talking about hockey? Because I'm fucked up in the head. Because I'm no good. Because I'm no good to anybody. Oh, you know what it is? It's a tribute site. Well, good. Portland Buckaroos, look at them. It's a little tribute site. They're the players and the arena and the thing and the stuff they did and the shit they did. Awesome. Memorial Coliseum. They played our Kings, man. There's their uniform. There's the Buckaroo uniform, which that would have been the uniform I would have seen as a kid because, you know, the home team wears the lighter color. And it was goofy, man. I mean, I never grew up really a hockey fan, but my dad coming from Canada, that was the thing that he wanted to take me to see. You know, we saw baseball and football. He said, well, let's go to a hockey game, you know. And we went and we saw the goddamn Kings. We always had great seats because who was buying tickets in those days, you know. But I can tell you this, if you remember the great sports columnist Jim Murray, Jim Murray's got a bunch of really great columns that he wrote about the LA Blades, and I mean they're great. They're funny, but he has a great deal of admiration for them, a great deal of love for them, but they're great columns. So there's a lot to growing up in LA. I don't think I'm any special kind of a person, but there's a lot of shit that went on. If you grew up in this town, there's a lot of shit that probably a lot of you guys have never heard about that was really pretty funny and a lot of fun. And one of them was the goddamn minor league teams we had here because they were a scream. All right, Henry, get back to your job, man. Let me get all the way down here. Buckaroo Bonsai says, MD Phil fan. Fret Buzz Phil, the BSP is the best money I spent all year. Thank you, brother. Tell a friend, my man. Tell a friend. Richard, love the Winterhawks. Watch them at the Coliseum. Now, who are the Winterhawks, man? Richard, I forget where you're from, man. Christian, laughing at something Bryn said. Bryn McLaughlin, that guy with five penises, his pants always fit like a glove. Thank you. Oh, hey, look what's on the motherfucker. Watch. Here it is. Oh, fuck, the camera's off. Shit! It was right there on my TV. Wait a minute. I can get this for you. Hold on. Don't go fucking anywhere. Now, I'm going to show your asses what I'm fucking talking about, motherfucker. So that we can all sort of join in this festive moment of... And they buy their ads on fucking SportsCenter. I love it, man. Check it out,
nigga.
Check this shit. Here's the black girl. She's walking through there. All these losers. Loser. Loser. Sea of Fools. Loser. Loser. FarmersOnly.com. I want a quality man. Well, he's white, but I'm sure you understand he's superior. Thank you. And there he is. Wow. I'd love to fuck you. Hello. Now, that's all I'm going to say, man. That's all I'm going to say, man, you know. Because you know me, man. I don't lie. None of that shit. Loving it. Richard, Phil, the Winter Hawks are... Wait a minute. I got to see this. The Winter Hawks are the hockey team in... Are they a major league? Major league. Are they AAA? Are they high-level minor league? You know what I mean? Are they... Okay. I'm really surprised, man, that Portland, that the Northwest in the United States has no fucking hockey. Vancouver doesn't count. Vancouver, Canada doesn't count. I love you, Vancouver, but you don't count. Not when it comes to American, the whole thing. You know, we got to fucking get our shit together here. Then we can talk about you. Never mind. Christian, pretty close. Hit a couple of Sundays. Phil in a great mood. So good to see. Gage, hey, Phil, BSP for a year. First time on. Love from Monrovia. Monrovia? Bullshit, man. That's near my hometown of Arcadia. Good to see you, Gage. You're not Kevin Gage, are you? The great actor from Heat and a couple of other movies. The dude that was Wayne Grow. Remember Kevin Gage, you guys? Wayne Grow. My name's Wayne Grow. Remember him? Neither do I. Yes, I do. But Christian, I missed about 2 months after BSP Friday Night Chats. I'm glad I came back tonight. Christian, was it that long? Damn, August and Christian are commiserating. Buckaroo Banzai, Fretbuzz, Phil, the BSP's the best money I spent all year. Thank you, Fretbuzz. So we're caught up. Here's James Kaufman. James is with us tonight. Hey, everybody, in Spokane, Washington tonight. We were just talking about Spokane, James. What the fuck is going on? We were just talking about Spokane because I was talking to Don McDonald about the Spokane Comets, 1958 to 1963, and a lot of the younger BSPs were going, oh, Jesus. But for me... It's exciting. Kip Massey, Phil, you want minor league hockey? What about the Hershey Bears and the AHL? When I was in college in Central PA, the local AOR station was always giving away tickets to their games. All right. I love it, man. Hey, Kip, because you know the term AOR, brother, you must be from my generation. Those were the days, man. I mean, a lot of cats are going to say we're a bunch of old men, but I worked in an album rock radio, and we had all these cool promotions going on with all the local shit. When I was at WORJ in Orlando, Florida, we used to co-promote, and I say co-promote, we had a real small part of promoting something called the Super Bowl of Rock that we had every year, sometimes twice a year. And we had the biggest fucking bands coming out to this shithole stadium we had in Orlando called the Tangerine Bowl. At the time, the Tangerine Bowl was, you know, now it's like it's been completely redone and it's a big goddamn, I think they call it the Citrus Bowl now. Man, we had some great promotions and how we pulled it off and how those promoters allowed us to pull it off and how we ever were in business with the promoters of the 70s and we all didn't wind up in fucking prison, that's the big one there, man. Here's Christian. Welcome to Friday Night BSP. Kip Massey, Phil. No, I'm not Phil. Born in 1980. I was just fascinated by radio since childhood. Okay. So, brother, you were not around when all that 70s shit was happening. But you got a piece of it there with that, you know, the ticket giveaways there, because we were doing all of that stuff. And I worked for a radio station that was owned by this man who was about this tall. Emil Corona. He was a little gray-haired man. He rolled his shirt sleeves up in the morning, and he'd walk in. He was our general manager. He was the owner. He owned this goddamn station. And the reason why I'm making such a big thing out of it, a guy that owns a fucking radio station generally is off playing golf someplace. He's not there at the station. Mr. Corona, and that's who we refer to him as, that, Mr. Corona. Now, here's a guy who's in his late 50s, gray-haired, about 5'8", with a white dress shirt rolled up at the sleeves, and all the guys that work for him are in their 20s, long hair, beards, smoking weed in the park. I mean, we were a disaster, and yet we loved this man. We worked our fucking asses off for this guy. That was our station in Orlando in the late 70s, WORJ. And he went out and sold his ass. I mean, this man went out and sold the shit out of this station. We had lots of money, lots of sponsors. We had tie-ins with all of the promoters. We had tie-ins with all the labels. It blew me away, you know. And the final thing I will say about Mr. Corona, I said to him, I'm going to take a vacation, Mr. Corona. I want to go back to California to visit my family. This was in the wintertime of 1977. He said, do you need any money? I said, well, frankly, yeah. He said, let me give you an advance. I said, I don't know if I can pay it off right. He says, take all the time you need to pay it off. I've got it on the books. We'll keep, you know, a record of it. Let me give you an advance, a couple of weeks of your salary. That's the kind of guy this guy was. I'll never forget him. And I don't think I've ever worked with anybody or for anybody quite as cool as Mr. fucking Corona. Email Corona, WORJ Radio, in the 70s. I would like to say one more thing. I know a lot of you will hate me, but Pam, who was the executive assistant there, had the greatest ass in the history of God on this planet, and it wasn't small either, because you know me, it was... Anyway, MD Phil Fan, was Mr. Corona... Here we go. Here come the jokes. Was Mr. Corona and the gnome from the Neverending Story one and the same? It could very well be. It could very well be, man. Here comes... Now, here's Christian. Look at this. Christian just came up with Mr. Corona's... what is this, Christian? A bio? Oh, God. You guys are blowing me away tonight with your research. The research you're doing is blowing me away. Let's check this out. Mr. Emil Corona. No kidding. Now, what is this? Hold on. Oh, shit. What happened? There you go. So, Christian, what is this, man? Orlando, Florida, age 95. Yep, that makes sense. Did he die? He was born in 22. What does that mean, 82? That would make him 60. He was married. He was a sweet man. He was a great man. I wonder if they have any pictures of him. He's still alive? What does that mean, 1922 to 1982, though? A few photos. Oh, shit. This is one of those things where, hey, we almost have it. All you have to do is pay us $50, and we'll get it in, you know. All right, well... Thank you, Christian, for that. Yep. I wonder if there's any pictures of him. He's a great guy. Really a great guy. And when you're 26 or 25 or 27, back in those days, and you met some dude with gray hair and an old guy who dug what you did, you were blown away. You were shit. Mr. Corona, he's a great guy to work for, you know, so I remember him, man. And I'll never forget him lending me that money to get to California for my vacation. That was, I told my folks when I got out here, I'm like, wow, Mr. Corona, let me know. And my parents, this is my parents.
All right, that's great, fine.
So how do you like your steak? Is it rare, medium? You know, they didn't give a shit, but Okay, let me get back to my children here, man. Hey, Christian, thank you for that, brother. I really appreciate that. That was a good little find. Here we have James Kaufman. Here's some old stuff. I went to the Hollywood Palladium, having won a ticket to the Humble Harv Happening, who was a new DJ on KFWB, saw the Kinks and the Standells and Sonny and Cher. Bullshit. Bullshit. He wasn't on KFWB. It was on KHJ. That is a bitchin' thing, man. The Palladium, that must have been the teen... What did they used to call that thing? The teen fair, I think. Here is Kip Massey. I think if I'd been born earlier, radio would definitely have been a career option. But by the time I got out of school, what was the point of music radio anymore? That's the truth, man. In fact, I was talking to Maria today, Kip. We were having lunch, and she said, why would you listen to radio? We both laughed when she said, why would you listen to the radio for music? And we both laughed. And even as we laughed, I remember thinking, God, is that sad? We're laughing, you know, that radio just never got it, you know, never quite got it about music. So the thing you could do, Kip, would be to create a show. You know, you create a show and you create it out of perhaps music. I don't know. Rory, Phil, if you ever go to Cleveland, visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I got to do it, man. I definitely got to do it. Obviously, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a major, major stop in Cleveland. And I do want to do that. Phil, you in this photo? Here's a... All right, so Christian found a photo. Zeta 4? Wait. CFL? I doubt it, man. Let me see. Because, let's see. Am I in this photo? Look at this. No, I'm not. Boy, it sure does look like I should be, though, doesn't it, man? Hold on. I'll show this to everybody. No, shit. Hold on. Hold the phone. I've got the goddamn picture here. This is a picture sent by Christian. CFL, I think I saw CFL and Zeta 4. These cats all look like, you know, 70s disc jockeys. I don't think I know any of them. I can't recognize any of them. If you wanted me to find a face here that resembled the way I looked in the 70s, it would be this guy right here in the middle. Only from the head shape. And yeah, my hair was kind of fucked up like that. And you can see it's thinning up here. So that would have been me, this guy. But I don't recognize any of these guys, man. If this is WCFL Chicago, I definitely don't know these guys. But I do know, you know, the station. It was a great station. But you know what? You can find those pictures. And I actually went... You know, I tell you what, if any of you guys can find a picture of me from 70s radio, because I know I had my picture taken in Miami at WSHE. I had a bunch of promo pictures taken with Alice Cooper. I had my picture taken with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I had my picture taken with Bernie Taupin and Alice Cooper. I had my picture taken with Melissa Manchester. I had my picture taken with Frank Zappa. All at WSHE Miami. So those would be I would love to see those. And in those days, in the late 70s, I'd fallen in love with a girl named Gwen, and we were going to get married. She was going to come to LA with me. I was moving to LA to work at K-West, and she sort of freaked out. She didn't want to come to LA, and I got really pissed off, so I went anyway. And not that I wasn't going to go. You know, I spent my first 5 or 6 months in Los Angeles in 1979 really missing the shit out of this girl and heartbroken and, you know, sort of fucked in the head and thinking, why the fuck did I come all the way out here, man, just to have my head fucked with and to be unhappy and to be lonesome and to, you know, it took me a while to kind of get my head out of my ass, so... All right. You guys are nuts. Thank you so much. All those pictures really are crazy. I really appreciate those. Okay, I love you. I'll see you guys for the Saturday Night Cinema, which is a film called Club Paradise. What a piece of shit this thing is. You're going to absolutely fucking love it. I mean, love it. Lots of big shit coming up this summer. I want Bernie and Jeff to figure out how you want me to do this, because I'm on my way to see Jeff in Sacramento.
What a wonderful day when I cross Jordan Blue. I walk the shore.
Jesus.
I know with friends I know my whole life's dream.
Praise God, see.